The picture is crystal clear. The telecommunications reform legislation of 1996 was an outright deception on the American people. The fallout, fast turning into a hard rain, is not a pretty sight. Rather than competing, telephone companies are now merging into more powerful monopolies. Phone bills are rising. Television broadcasters have received billions of dollars worth of publicly owned digital spectrum at no cost from friendly government officials. Now they're trying to beat public service requirements. It's one of the richest corporate welfare giveaways in U.S. history. Radio broadcasting, the last stronghold of local community-based electronic media, is quickly being standardized and homogenized by aggressive new landlords. These new multi-station owners are squeezing every last dime of profit out of their properties. At the same time, they're wringing every last drop of diversity and originality out of their programming. Perhaps most insulting of all is Rupert Murdoch's recently announced plan to sell his direct-to-home satellite operation in the United States to a consortium of cable television operators. These are the very same people whose horrendous violations of the public trust prompted congressional cable television legislation in the first place. While the best political establishment money can buy twitters away valuable time with diversionary tactics such as TV ratings codes, V-chips, and phony public service advisory panels, the media corporations are having a field day consolidating their already immense power. It's easy to maintain a public-be-damned policy when you control the very source of news and information for the majority of the American people. Take CBS, the once proud network of journalist Edward R. Murrow, and now the house of celebrity Congresswoman Susan Molinari. As this Westinghouse-owned broadcaster hypes the crystal-clear pictures to be available next year on $5,000 HD TV sets that few can afford, its CBS News programs fail to inform viewers of the shabby efforts of his own industry's Washington lobbyists. Even the Internet, the one remaining electronic medium that holds the promise of becoming a low-cost, democratic, and accessible interactive communication system, is now in jeopardy. The marketeers are desperately trying to turn it into a global shopping mall where consumerism is pushed without choice and transactions hum along like an endless cash register. Unfortunately for most Americans, this digital gold rush is out of sight, out of mind. It's simply not an issue on the media's radar screen. The public protest of the very few who comprehend the implications of this consolidation of media power are largely ignored and are generally ineffective. So what can an individual do to resist? Quite simply, to borrow from Nancy Reagan, just say no. The one way to bring the entire digital media juggernaut to a screeching halt is for enough people to refuse to pay for it. One can just say no to cable, say no to satellite, say no to HDTV, DTV, and any other dubious scheme that forces you to buy a new TV set. Say no to all those endless new services the phone companies use to hike your monthly bill. Turn off TV news. Tell local broadcasters you're on to their game. Let them know that you know they are intentionally narrowing public debate to promote the consumer culture desired by their advertisers. Let them know that the incessant promotion of consumerism is not the same as public service. Demand that news should attempt to seek truth. Let them know that you understand how they ridicule or suggest as outrageous any thought, action, or deed that threatens the consumer culture. Tell them you see how they use the public airways to limit free thinking and open debate rather than encourage it. Tell them you're turning them off permanently. Our government representatives sold us down the river last year with their idea of communications reform. Now is the time to retaliate in the only language their media patrons seem to understand, the dollar. Don't show them the money, and the immense power of these corporate manipulators will simply evaporate. The fix is that simple. A person-to-person boycott of digital communication services is the only way left to stop the juggernaut. It won't be easy to accomplish, but it could be very effective in letting the hot air out of the digital revolution. This is Frank Beauchamp.